Property owned by TransCanada in eastern South Dakota is centrally assessed by the state. Because of that, a property tax specialist says it's a misconception that the state gets the money. Todd Bailey says those taxes go to the county and schools receive around half. Along with property taxes, rural schools get gross receipts taxes from rural electric associations. And Bailey says after four counties had oil pumping stations installed within their borders, those receipts shot way up.
With the pumping station from the REA tax, the amount of revenue going to those school districts has doubled since TransCanada, the first TransCanada was built. The pumping stations are using significantly more electricity.
School business officers report that increased income from the REA taxes has made up for cuts in state per-pupil allocations and has allowed schools not to use opt-out money. That's the case at Willow Lake School District, where Melissa Burke is business manager.
The first year you have to take the full amount. The next year we backed it down to $500,000. The year after, $150,000, to where this year we're not taking any.
That's a situation that saves money for county taxpayers. But the state also saw income from construction of Keystone One. Doug Schinkel is director of business tax. He says the state would have seen a spike in the contractor's excise tax and sales and use taxes when the pipeline was being built.
And then along with that, of course, the contractor's going to have employees here in the state, so they're going to be housing those employees, and they're going to be feeding them, and of course there needs to be some entertainment there for them and whatnot. So there's going to be an increase in sales and use tax in the municipalities where they were staying as they were constructing the pipeline as well.
The Department of Revenue keeps certain information confidential, so Schinkel and Bailey can't say how much TransCanada pays in taxes. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.